Reindeer herding is becoming an increasingly attractive economic option for communities in the Norton Sound region. As winter sea ice cover becomes more unreliable, the traditional practice of hunting for marine mammals is more dangerous. Some community leaders hope reindeer herds, originally imported from Scandinavia in the late 19th century, could now fill a growing gap in ensuring economic security. KNOM's Gabe Colombo has the story of three Norton Sound communities working to expand their operations.
I hope it opens.
I'm about to step inside a mobile reindeer processing plant in Savonga with Richmond Tooley, the chief herder of St. Lawrence Island's 4,000 to 5,000 reindeer.
My Uncle Herman, I followed him when I was a teenager. And he taught me everything while he was a chief herder. I enjoy doing it. I love it. I go out there and drive around all around the island.
The plant is basically two big trailers with equipment inside to store, cool, hang, and busher 16 reindeer at a time.
Before we bandsaw them, we cut them in half right here. With this one, like a chainsaw. We have them up, cut them right in the middle. We got orders from all over Alaska and Washington.
Those orders and others from as far away as Australia have convinced Savonga Tribal Chief Delbert Pungawi that the demand for commercial meat is there.
To us, that's the only real promise that can really bring a huge difference to our people on the island, where we can sustain ourselves and take care of ourselves as our ancestors have, without pleading to Washington or anyone for any funding.
Right now, they're limited to field slaughtering, which Pungawi estimates brings about $1,000 per whole carcass. But butchering it professionally, he thinks, could get at least $1,600 per reindeer.
Really need to get that in motion because of the food security that we're losing from the Bering Sea itself.
Across the Norton Sound in Stebbins, Thomas Kirk feels the same way. He's the clerk for the community's tribal association.
Climate change has affected our sea ice hunting and our marine mammal gathering. The ice is a lot thinner, and having our reindeer is a blessing.
The herd here is estimated to be over 5,000 head, the largest in the Norton Sound region, and it's jointly owned by the native villages of Stebbins and St. Michael and the chief reindeer herder, Theodore Kachak. The group is already selling antlers commercially to a buyer from California at $25 a pound.
I also have other interests in the Asian market that would like to purchase the reindeer horns and the meat. Eastern Asia, China, Singapore, Hong Kong, Japan.
Pungawi envisions a coalition of reindeer herding tribes around Norton Sound that could sell meat collectively. It's something the Regional Reindeer Herders Association has discussed.
If we did it right, we could become the Alaska's reindeer capital, Bering Straits region.
From Savonga's shoreline, the bright blue water stretches as far as the eye can see on a sunny July day. As late as 1975, though, you might have seen some sea ice here at this time of the year. Now, solid sea ice isn't a guarantee, even in March. But if Tooley, Kirk, Kachak, and Pungawi see their vision of a reindeer economy made real, a more solid guarantee of self-sustenance might be on the horizon. Reporting in Western Alaska, I'm Gabe Colombo.